Disappointing thing was it's probably the first I've seen an acceptance, to be honest with you, tonight. I thought Dunfermline were very comfortable. I took a bit of responsibility the first half the way we set up, and we went to, we caused problems for a spell, but the second goal just absolutely kills us, and you can see that. I don't think we respond well enough to that. And they've been excellent, even though we've not been picking up points, they've been excellent. They've had a real heart and a real desire for me. But I can't say that tonight, unfortunately, and we need now big hearts and people that are going to stand up and be counted to the battle, because that's what we're in. Airdrie have obviously drawn tonight, so we're 4 points adrift, and it's becoming harder and harder as the games go by.
10 games to go, Paul. How, you know, you're saying that you obviously have to have big hearts. How are you really going to get them to motivate and move on?
Well, that's my job. That's what I have to do now, is try and motivate them as a group of players, which I'll do. I've been fortunate enough in my career that I've not been relegated, and I don't intend to do it, certainly without a fight and without trying to get my players to fight and battle for the last few games now. And like I say, they've done it maybe just a bit step too far with the hard game Saturday and giving ourselves a mountain to climb and not being far away from doing that, and then coming to a full time club and a right good football team. I think it was just a stage too far for them tonight, maybe. Alright.